Is it widely accepted that gambling is a big problem?
No, not really, no.
But it is, isn't it?
Well...
Aren't people putting the entire pay packet through a poker machine and then saying, oh, gee, you got no money for groceries?
Well, I haven't seen that myself, but I believe that there are people that do that, yes.
Now, look, I think the sad thing about it, too, is that if you go up to one of your local clubs, and I know this is awful to say this, but if you go up there on pension day, it's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. And I don't know whether it's loneliness, I don't know what it is, whether it's a gathering of a lot of people on one particular day, but once pension comes through, I see a lot of money go into poker machines.
Because you're up there on the one-armed bandits too.
Yeah, good on you, thanks. No, I'm standing back watching it all happen around me. But look, as Sean was saying, he's not allowed to approach anybody, so if there's anybody that they see...
Mm.
He's putting way too much money through poker machines. They're not allowed to say anything. Somebody's got to come up to them and say, hey, help me, I've got a problem. Which
I wonder how frequently that happens, huh?
I don't think it would happen very frequently at all, to be honest with you. But if you're in that situation, if you work in the industry, and you can tell me a little bit more about these two certificate courses that you've got to do, or you've been approached by somebody regarding gambling, or even...
If you're a problem gambler yourself, yeah. Give us a buzz. 131873. Thanks for the call, Sean. Appreciate it.
Yep, 8:15, the two Murrays.
2GB 873.